changing minds one thought at a time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Faith series. This is Jess. Good evening, Akina. How are you doing tonight?
I am great. How are you, Jessica?
I am doing wonderful. It was a beautiful day here in New Jersey. I spent some time today walking along the Hudson River to see the amazing New York City skyline. It was gorgeous. It was over 50 degrees here. Amazing. And, you know, we've had winter for one day so far in New Jersey. So they say it's one of the warmest seasons on record, and I'm definitely just taking advantage and enjoying it today. And Akina, I know you spent your weekend at a conference. You were speaking at a conference this weekend. I want to congratulate you for that. And I know that you always come back with something to share about what you learned and how you grew. And love for you to share with us what you took away from this weekend.
Oh, well, it was called the Atlanta Success Summit. And my topic was social media and how it would help the people in their businesses. And a lot of the people were coaches and consultants and sales, in the area of sales. So they were all very eager to find out how they could use social media to get their awareness out. And the good thing about this conference is that it was faith-based, and we had different areas such as transformation and women in business and several technology and innovation, communication, all of these different things to make us a well-rounded person in our success, not just one area of focus, but all the areas of focus that help women in their areas of business. And there were some men there as well. Most of the audience were women, so we were able to focus on the different issues that women focus on, you know, as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. One of the things I love is recently how much I see in terms of businesses really being willing to discuss and be open about faith. And at Changing Minds Online, we have a separate faith-based call, but we don't believe, and that's why we started this call at the new year, that faith is really separate. We believe that when you're working on your mindset and you're developing your skills to really work your business, that ultimately, like, our power comes from God, and that if we want to really be and do and have everything in our life that we want to really have that degree of success, what it requires is that we get connected to who our source of power is and where our power comes from. That we really want to embrace the full extent of our power in terms of creating what it is we want, then we absolutely have to go back to the source. And that's what we're really going to talk a little bit about tonight. Tonight we're talking about the power of group of faith. Now, we spoke about this on our first Empowering Faith series going back the first call of the year earlier in January in some degree, and we wanted to elaborate a bit more on it tonight. So many people, and Akina and I are one of them, you know, towards the end of the year, we spent really the last few shows talking about setting ourselves up for success, starting the new year. Excuse me, guys. I apologize about that. Had an issue with my technology for a second. So we talked about really setting our new year upright and really getting ourselves started on our journey in a way that is going to really set us up. So we talked about getting goals set up and getting intentions created, getting our 90-day game plans for our life created, and setting goals in all areas of our life so that we know what we're creating in 2016. So now we are a month into 2016, and wow, it went really, really fast. I was talking about that with someone earlier today, and I was talking about, wow, this month, it just blew by. I mean, it's crazy how fast this month went, for me at least. And, you know, some people might have seemed like it was going slower, but for me, it seems like just yesterday we were talking about setting up for 2016. And really, when you think about it, I mean, we're 1/12 or it's around 8% already done with this new year. So it's really amazing. But what I've noticed is that, you know, in my own life, and I know in many lives of people around me, is there's things that are coming up, obstacles were coming up that are coming up, things we didn't predict that are going to get in our way of those goals we set up. Now, to some people, and maybe this is your first time setting up goals in this way, if you've been following us, maybe you've just tuned in, maybe you've never really done that before, heard of it before, setting goals and setting intentions. I know I didn't before I started on my journey, just really a few short years ago, that for me, you know, maybe it was for you all of a sudden, okay, well, you didn't expect that there were going to be issues that were getting in the way. Well, there always are going to be obstacles that get in our way. The difference is whether or not we let those obstacles crush us, whether or not we let those obstacles stop us from achieving our goals, or whether or not we claim power over the goals. And that's what we want to talk about tonight, is really how to claim victory in our lives all the time, no matter what comes up. Now, it's interesting, and, you know, when you, as an athlete, I spend a lot of time in the gym preparing for my races and lifting and yoga and doing all these wonderful things. So in the beginning of the year, you know, the gym is packed. Like the first day of the year, the first week of the year, I could hardly find parking at my gym. And little by little, every day, every week, there's less people that show up. But until, you know, when you're done in January, by the end of January, going into February tomorrow, the gym is empty again. You know, you're back to the regulars. So what that tells me is that lots of people set these New Year's resolutions. They set these goals that they were going to get healthy, they were going to go to the gym, and then they stopped, right? Something happened. Maybe they got busy. Maybe someone in their family got sick. Maybe there was a demand, maybe with finances, whatever it was. Something happened that prevented them from continuing to pursue that goal and continuing to pursue that dream, that intention. You know, that's going to happen. And there's going to be things that get in all of our ways. And I'm going to discuss, and Akina's going to discuss on this call, how we've been working through things in our own life and how there have been things getting in our way as well, and really what we're doing about it. You know, for me, when I think about what obstacles have come in my own life and I really look at how I've overcome them all, I can really tell you that it's not so much about what you do. And that may seem strange, right? It's not about what you do. It's about what you go back to and where your faith and where your power comes from. So for me, I'm a firm believer, and I've been, you know, really this has been kind of my verse, and it's actually not so much a verse from the Bible, but a verse from a Christian song that I've been listening to a lot lately called "Christ Is Risen," and it really says the same power that rose Christ from the grave lives in us. And it's amazing because when we really think about that, right, that like God created this world, that he spoke everything into existence, that when he spoke, right, the power of his word literally rose Christ from the dead, and earthquakes and people were resurrected. And just to think of that, you can't even think or fathom, right, the power that took. And it's foreign to us, right? It's completely foreign to us because we can't raise people from the dead, right? We've never done that. We've never witnessed that. We've never experienced it. So that level of power, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing to think about. But to think about the fact that same power lives in us, I mean, it's truly phenomenal. And I believe that power does physically dwell within us. I believe that each one of us has a portion of the Holy Spirit within us, that our bodies are the literal vessels of God, that we are part of the divine, that we are one with Christ again, one with God again, through the power of Christ, the blood of Christ, through his death on the cross. The gap between heaven and earth was really fulfilled, was done away with. You know, Jesus said on the cross that it was finished, that there is no more separation between us and God. And that what that means is that our divine birthright, that power of God to move anything and to really create anything, it is within us. It's within us now. It's within us yesterday. It's within us forever. And there's really what we have come down to is when we have an obstacle in our life, when something is in our life that looks like it's going to prevent us from achieving a goal, so many of us just really look at it and say, okay, it's just too big, right? The debt's too much. The health issues are too much. The relationship's just so bad. Or maybe, you know, maybe you're staying with a relationship and maybe you should be ending it. Maybe you're thinking, okay, well, I'm not enough to get out of a relationship. You know, whatever it is that it, in your life, whatever problem is in your life, that God is bigger than that problem, right? God is bigger than that problem. And you have the power of God through faith to really remove any obstacles. And the Bible tells us that if God is for us, who can be against us? And one of the things I have written, have it on my bathroom mirror, and I have it on my refrigerator, and I have it in my meditation room, is that the most powerful being in the universe is on my side. And I'm going to say that again. This is the most powerful being in the universe is on my side. And when I really think about that, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what's in our way. If the most powerful being in the universe is on our side, right? If God is for us, who can be against us? What can be against us and what can stop us? And the truth is nothing except ourselves. We are the only ones who can stop ourselves from achieving anything and creating anything. And the way we do that is when we break that connection with our faith. You know, when we have that faith and we have that power, and our faith is really our source of power. God, of course, is our source of power, but our faith is what gives us access to that power. We can do anything. But when we lose that faith, that's when we start to realize that the obstacles, they seem bigger. But as long as we hold on to that faith, really, those obstacles are tiny, right? It tells us that with faith the size of a mustard seed, we can tell a mountain, move from here to there. Well, there's mountains in our lives. There's mountains in every one of our lives. You know, for me, the mountain I've been dealing with for a number of years has been finances. And I know that I have the power through God to just say, move. And I'm starting now to attract more money, more clients, more business, and I'm starting to see those mountains move. And I know that when I'm doing it, it's a result of my faith. And there's times when I falter in my faith, right? There's times when I don't believe it. I revert back to those old limiting beliefs, and the evidence shows up, right? The problems come back. And I know when I start to see problems in my life, and when I start to see obstacles show up, I say, okay, this is a faith problem. I have to go back and renew my faith, because whatever we are creating in our lives, it's what we're thinking about. So if we're thinking about things in faith, we're going to be creating victories. So that's really what I go back to, is I go back to the prayer. I go back to the meditation. I go back to the affirmations. I go back to reading the scriptures. I go back to fasting and praying and connecting myself with God and just knowing that that's my source of power. I go back to renew myself. And that's what I really want to encourage you to do. If there's obstacles in your way right now that seem too big, that are coming up and preventing you from getting everything that you wanted to in 2016, as we're in this new year, the first month over, I want you to go back and connect with your faith, connect to your source of power, because you truly can get any mountain to move. Nikina, I know that you have a lot to add to that as well, and that you've had a lot of experiences in your life over this first month where you've really practiced going back to your faith.
Oh, yes, Jessica. I was sharing with you before the call about how I am starting to walk in a purpose that has been ordained for me for a while. And I didn't walk into it immediately because I was like, oh, this couldn't be for me. Or, being that I'm introverted, I didn't understand why I should be the person to do this, because I'm usually the one in the background holding everything together or making sure everything runs right. Why all of a sudden I'm supposed to be in the foreground, you know? But it's been pulling and tugging at me for years now. And in 2005, he basically put the rubber to the road. He said, look, you know, I'm getting ready to take care of all these excuses that you have. And he started shaking things up that used what I considered stable in my life. He started shaking things up. And basically was like, look, you know, either you do what I say, or I'm taking away everything that you think is stable. Now, notice how I said that you think it's stable. You know, instead of me just jumping out on faith, I was so used to being complacent in my normal everyday routine that, you know, I was like, oh, well, no, never mind. I'll wait for later. That'll wait. You know, that'll wait. You know, I need to do this now because I know that this is the safe bet. I know this is the sure bet. But when you do that, when you don't step out on faith when you're being led to, then guess what? The stable starts to crumble. The thing you think is stable, the thing that you think is safe, it'll start getting shaken up because it's time for you to move. And if you decide you're not going to move when you're felt and led to move, you will be moved. You will be moved. And this is definitely from personal experience. And, you know, when faith comes in and starts shaking up, you know, what we find normal, what we find comfortable, because we need to grow. And what we're seeing is, oh, my God, what is going on in our lives? That's when we're stretching. That's when we are pulling away from the norm. That's when we are opening ourselves up to bigger, better opportunities. But we got to stretch before we can get those opportunities in place. So, but guess what? The stretching requires some points of being uncomfortable. And when you have to be uncomfortable sometimes for the growth to happen. You know, growth doesn't happen while we're sitting there comfy cozy. No, growth needs some room. It needs some action. It needs to take some space. And so does faith. You know, we have to go out there. When we jump out on faith, each time we're growing, we're stretching, we're moving out of our comfort zone, we're moving into bigger and better things, we're moving into where he wants us to be. We are moving in the direction of our ideal greater. But when we start stunting our growth, and we don't stop, then we stop believing. That's when the problem lies. That's where the problem lies. That is where the growth stops. That's where the growth starts, gets hindered, gets halted. And then, you know, he'll let us do that for a couple of minutes. But eventually, he's going to put us back on track. He's going to put us back on track. And that's where it becomes uncomfortable again. And, you know, I've just been going through that myself, like Jessica was saying, when sometimes she falters or what have you. You know, we all do. You know, I go back. Sometimes I'm getting used to the point that I'm going to be in the limelight. I'm going to share my story. I'm going to share my testimony. But then sometimes I go back to, what if they don't want to hear it? What if they don't, what if they're not interested? But you know what? If that's my destiny, if that's my call, then that should not be my fault. My fault should be on the people who I'm there to touch, the people who I'm there to affect, the people who I'm there to change. I shouldn't worry about the ones who I'm not there to change because my message is not for everybody. My message is not going to change all lives, but it is meant to change some lives. And that's where the faith has to come in. That's where our mindset shift comes in. Instead of thinking about living in a place of no, thinking about who is not going to touch, we need to live in a place of yes. Who are we going to touch? How soon can we get that message out so they can be touched? How soon can we get that out so they can be changed? How soon can we get it out there so that they can be helped and moved? Those are the places we need to be thinking about. That's where our faith should be taking us, to a place of yes. What are your thoughts on that, Jess?
Absolutely. I mean, we really, like, we think about what is going on in our life, and in terms of the relative problem scale, right, we look at problems to be really, really big, when in fact they're not actually really big. And it's funny, I was reading this Dr. Seuss book, and part of what I do is I work with kids on the autism spectrum, and I was reading this Dr. Seuss book, and it talked about, you know, there was this big dog and a small dog, and the big dog had this really, really big or small bed, and he couldn't fit in it, and it was too small for him, and he couldn't sleep. And the small dog had this big, big bed, and it was too big for him, and he couldn't sleep. And then a bird came and just said, like, well, just switch beds. And then the big dog was in the big bed, and the small dog was in the small bed. And you know, the bird said, why make big problems big problems out of little problems? The big dog needs a big bed, and the little dog needs a little bed. And, you know, it sounds kind of silly, but oftentimes in our life, we make problems bigger than they are because they seem really insurmountable to us, and they seem big to us, and they are real to us. And I don't want to undermine what anyone's going through because the problems are real, right? If you're having a problem to struggle to pay your bills, to pay your rent, that's a real problem. If you're in an abusive relationship, that's a real problem, right? If you're struggling to find a job, that's a real problem. So it's not that the problems aren't real, but it's that we have the power to move them. We have the power to create them. Any obstacle must bow to us when we speak it in the word, with the word of God. And, you know, John, in John 14, verse 12 to 14, I'm going to actually read this. You know, and Jesus says, truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, the Father, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son, you may ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. So, right, when we speak things in the name of God, and when we speak an obstacle out of our lives in the name of God, well, then that obstacle must leave. The obstacle must flee. So we think about in terms of some of the miracles that God did on earth, right? Everyone knows, right? We turned water into wine, right? He raised Lazarus from the dead. He took fish and he multiplied the different loaves. He healed the sick. He healed the blind. He had the paralyzed get up and walk. And we look at those things and we look at ourselves and our lives, and our problems are not really as big as that, right? Our problems are not as big as that. And what we are accomplishing and what we're doing, however great it may be, I mean, most of us are, right, we're not doing things like that. And then you look at the story of the fig tree. And I never really totally understood this story until recently, right? Jesus had gone on the road with his disciples, and I don't remember what town they were in, but Jesus was walking with his disciples, and he saw this fig tree, and the fig tree just wasn't bearing fruit, and they passed it a second time, and it wasn't bearing fruit, and Jesus just spoke, and instantly the fig tree just like, you know, kind of shredded, shriveled up, and just died instantly. And if you look at a fig tree is a big tree. And it's a pretty big tree. And, you know, the apostles were stunned. And then Jesus said, like, they said, how did it do it? Like, even the trees obey God. And Jesus looked at them and said that if you actually have faith, you could not only do this too, but you can take that mountain and move it into the ocean. Right? And obviously a fig tree is big, but a mountain's bigger. So we know that Jesus did amazing things when he was on earth, but he's also told us that we're going to do bigger and even better things. And when we really understand that, and when we believe that, when obstacles come in our lives, when we believe we have the power to overcome them, we will, in fact, overcome them every time.
Wow, Jessica, that was truly powerful. That was truly powerful. You know, sometimes we need to just really reflect on the things that you said. Why make problems bigger than they really are? That was a great statement. You know, sometimes we just need to focus on where we are and what we're doing, and, you know, realize that an obstacle is just that, an obstacle to be what? Moved out of the way. To be climbed over or to be pressed through. But it's not a roadblock. It is not a stopping point. It is not the end. And once we realize that that is what they're there for, what, to sharpen us, to strengthen us, to mold us, to make us better for the next time around, then we're going to realize and see what they truly are. They are just stepping stones to get us to our greater. Just stepping stones. That is a wonderful thought, Jessica. We should always put that into action.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. I mean, it's really, and I just want to share with everyone that this is not, I mean, we may talk about this, but this isn't, it is not like Akeen and I don't struggle with this as well. So we relate to the struggle, you know, and it is a constant choice and it is a constant decision and it is a constant struggle, right? Because we are fighting our ego, our nature, which doesn't want to believe we want to believe, but, you know, we're conditioned not to think about, not to think that way. So, you know, when we're acting in that faith and we're talking about that, it's really about reconditioning and recreating new beliefs and a whole new belief system and pattern. And it really does require a daily choice and a daily practice. So I encourage you to spend time and meditate with God, meditate in the Word daily and use affirmations every day. We're going to be putting out, we have an Affirmations on Demand book. We talked about reprogramming our beliefs about ourselves, and we're going to be putting one out, a Christian version, very shortly, within the next really month or two. We're going to have one of those out, and we're excited to share that with you guys as well. That should help you as well. But really just continue to be in that process. Akeen, I know we always like to give a takeaway as it's coming down to the end of our show tonight. What would you like the audience to take away from tonight?
I would like the audience to take away the fact that there is power in faith. You're feeling that pull and that tug for a reason. It is your call that you're feeling. It's not anybody else's call. It is your call, and it's for you to work. It's for you to do. So don't try to think that somebody else is going to take it over, because no one can do it better than you.
Yeah, I love it. My kind of takeaway for tonight is, and I want you to just remember that verse I opened up in, and this is really, it's from Matt Mayer. He's the one who said this when he was doing a live production of his song, Christ is Risen. He says, the same power that rose Christ from the grave lives inside of me. And I want you to remember that as you go through your week. So we want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight, calling in tonight, or listening to this in podcast mode, if you're downloading this. If you are listening live and you want to check out our next show, we are doing the Empowering Mindset series. It's on Tuesday night. That's our call where we really help people to really look at the beliefs they have about themselves and create ones that are really more self-serving and productive. And then we have our Empowering Women series on Thursday night where we do mostly business training. So feel free to tune into either one of those calls. They're both at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, we have our Empowering Faith series, which will be aired next Sunday night at 8 p.m. So feel free to call into that as well. So with that, you know, Akeen, if there's anything you want to add before we close our call down?
Yes, if something that we said tonight resonated with you, please check us out on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel.
Right, absolutely. Well, guys, I always end the call the same way and just say God bless. Make it a really powerful week. We love you and we thank you for calling in. Have a great week, everyone. Good night, Akeen.
Good night, Jessica.